And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of July, 2025. July 9th is Cow Appreciation Day. Cows were first domesticated between 8 and 10,000 years ago from the aurochs, a wild species of cattle that once ranged across Eurasia. The wild aurochs became extinct in the early 1600s, the result of overhunting and loss of habitat due to the spread of agriculture and domestic herds. Today, there are two broadly recognized forms of cow, the zebu, or humped cattle, from Eastern Asia, and cattle without humps from Western Eurasia, although the two forms readily interbreed. Genetic studies suggest that both forms descend from the aurochs, but they are the products of independent domestication events. Humans have found many ways to exploit cows. Cows were first domesticated as all-purpose animals, used as draft animals, and also for their milk and meat products. Regional specializations led to the formation of a range of varieties or breeds that were adapted to different climates or that were selectively bred to emphasize valuable characteristics, such as milk or meat production. Cows are used by humans in many other ways, such as a source of leather for clothing and other products, and as participants in sporting events, for example, bullfighting, bull riding, and rodeo events. Historically, Northern Europeans constructed their dwellings alongside or on top of cow stables, creating house barns warmed by the body heat of cows. Europeans brought cows to the Americas and used them to help colonize the land. All mammals produce milk to feed their young, but dairy cattle, such as the well-known Holstein Friesian cow, have been specially bred to produce very large quantities of milk. Since only females produce milk, they are far more common in the dairy industry. Dairy bulls are often large, powerful, and aggressive, and are more challenging to keep. As a result, most breeding in modern dairy operations occurs through artificial insemination, with bulls living at just a few specialized facilities. Different breeds of dairy cows have been bred for specific milk characteristics, such as to maximize yield or to produce a desired level of fat in the milk. Meat from calves, typically slaughtered at 3 months of age, is known as veal. Beef cattle, such as the common Hereford and Aberdeen Angus breeds, have been bred to produce muscle, not milk, and tend to be much heftier than dairy cows. In addition to muscle meat, a variety of organs from cows, including liver, kidney, heart, brains, and various glands, are also consumed by people. Beef cows are typically farmed in less intensive systems than dairy cows, since they are not handled daily for milking. Cows, like dogs, thrive in social environments where they can build relationships, play, and exercise. It's true, sweet cows are really just giant puppies. Like humans, cows form strong relationships with their young. A mother's love is not exclusive to one species. A mother and her calf recognize each other, comfort each other, and grieve when they are separated. In dairy operations, calves are taken from their mothers on their first day of life so the mother's milk can be sold. Cows can make meaningful personal connections. They even have best friends. Cows can distinguish between different species and form bonds with other animals and humans. Make friends with a cow and they will remember your face for life. These intelligent animals, like humans, can experience fear and anxiety. Like many of us, they also worry about the future. Studies have shown that when cows solve a problem, they celebrate, their heart rate increases, and they jump, kick, and run in excitement. These sweet and intelligent animals aren't here for us. They're here with us. Like all mammals, mother cows produce milk for one reason, and one reason only, to feed their babies. We can help protect these loving individuals by choosing plant-based milk options. And here is a liturgy prayed by St. Basil the Great for today. O God, enlarge within us the sense of fellowship with all living beings, for our brothers and sisters, the inarticulate beasts, to whom thou gave the earth as their home in common with us. We remember with shame that we have exercised the high dominion of humanity with ruthless cruelty, so that the voice of the earth, which should have gone up to thee in song, has become a groan of anguish and a cry of torment. May we realize that they live not for us, but for themselves and for thee, and that they too love the sweetness of life. Amen. A prayer from St. Basil. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to appreciate the gentlest of creatures, cows.